Twitter permanently suspends Project Veritas. By Lucas Nolan on February 11, 2021. Social media platform Twitter has permanently suspended Project Veritas and locked the account James O'Keefe following a recent report relating to Facebook's VP of Integrity, Guy Rosen. The platform claims the report violates its policy on posting private information. Twitter has permanently suspended the account of Project Veritas and locked the account of the group's founder James O'Keefe. The account limiting comes shortly after Project Veritas published an exposé on Facebook's VP of Integrity, Guy Rosen. The video of Rosen is available on the Project Veritas website. A tweet from Breaking 9/11 shows the messages that Project Veritas and O'Keefe received when they attempted to access their accounts. Twitter alleges that Project Veritas and O'Keefe violated the site's rules relating to the posting of private information. As evidence of this, Twitter quotes tweets relating to Project Veritas' latest video on Rosen. Veritas' latest report relates to Rosen's comments that Facebook freezes comments in places that the site's algorithm believes may be hate speech. Rosen stated in leaked audio, "We have a system that is able to freeze commenting on threads in cases where our systems are detecting that there may be a thread that has hate speech or violence. These are all things we've built over the past 3-4 years as part of our investments into the integrity space, our efforts to protect the election." Breitbart News has reached out to Twitter for more information on its decision to lock O'Keefe and Project Veritas out of the platform but has yet to receive a reply. Read Project Veritas' full report on Guy Rosen at their website here. Update: several hours after publication, it was reported that the Project Veritas account had been permanently suspended, not just locked. James O'Keefe's account was only locked. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.